Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Hyacinth Gwynn Bailey, and the show is Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. Today is a fine day where I am in New York. I hope it's a fine day where you are as well. Today we want to talk about the recipe for inner wisdom. And I would encourage you to pick up your other phone, or if you're not using a phone, to pick up your phone and call a good friend and invite them to listen with you. If you're listening to this as a recording later, then do the same. I would appreciate that. I hope you're ready to take deep breaths and slowly exhale and repeat to prepare yourself for expansion and growth, embracing all that is in your highest interest. If you are a new listener to the show, then please take key note of the emails and the websites that I refer to throughout the show. If you're an old listener, then welcome back again. I know you've heard all kinds of proposals as to how you can become the greatest person yet and how you may bring abundance into your life in a hurry. But when the terms and the terminology are thrown around or are thrown at you, you're still left in the dark as to what on earth are you to actually do with all of that. So today, I want to give you the beginning of a recipe for attaining, recognizing, and sustaining inner wisdom. You may work on this alone if you find yourself capable of doing so, or you can work with a coach like myself to make sure that you really enjoy the results all the time. And so I'm going to give you that break to take your deep breath before we begin. Do it for the next minute or so, breathing in deeply, breathing out slowly. Here we go. Okay, we're back, and our topic is the recipe for inner wisdom. I'm just about ready to send out my April issue of my e-zine, which is called Potential Plus Possibilities. And if you send me your email commenting on this episode today, I will send you your copy immediately, no questions asked. In it, you will find details about private coaching packages, group coaching sessions, about my network, Motivational Communications for Professional Women at Midlife, which has a link on the show page and updates on coming radio shows here on Blog Talk Radio. So I suggest that you send off an email to me immediately, whether you have comments or questions or not. H-E-B, H as in Harry, E as in egg, B as in boy, at sapiencecoaching.com. S-A-P-I-E-N-C-E, coaching, one word, .com. Or go to my network, ready to write? http://... Sapience, the same word I just spelled, Midlife Potential Network, Sapiens Midlife Potential Network, all together, ning.com, and get the ball rolling. If you wish to ask a question or speak to me during this show, please phone 347-308-8388. 347-308-8388. If you're listening live, or if you're listening to the podcast afterwards, please post a comment or rate the show as your favorite by clicking on FAV or become a friend of the show. I'm going to ask you once again, if you're listening alone, to call a friend and ask them to join in. So the chat room is open. I'll be checking it from time to time as I'm speaking to you. And you're free to call. I'll see that you're calling, and I'll give you the floor. You may call in without speaking, but if you want to speak, you can indicate that, and only then will I say hello to you. Now, one of the ingredients for this recipe on inner wisdom is not to ignore cues. Cues are only noticed if you build up your level of awareness, first of your own self, and secondly of your environment, which includes others. Cues are usually uncanny, or maybe something obvious that you might have been overlooking all along. It is said that what you need is often right there where you are. Cues need you to have a new perspective to detect them and discern what opportunities are within your reach. What have you been ignoring? What have you been blind to over these years? Inner wisdom provides you with access to important and relevant cues in your life. But if your focus is off, you will not see them. This applies to when your body is talking to you about its health, when your mind is telling you that you should move on from that job or change careers, when you sense a greater sense of well-being in one environment rather than in another. So you pick up cues as to what brings you joy and what makes you angry, and based on that, you make sensible decisions to entertain a situation or to get out of one. So awareness, focus, and taking decisions. Bear that in mind when you think about cues. Secondly, observing truth and being open to it. Sometimes we recognize truth when we hear it or we read it, but we have made up our minds before not to listen. So we only hear. Inner wisdom will let us know what is our truth and therefore what course of action to take. This applies to relationships, to our day-to-day activities, to how we handle our finances, and so on. Many live a lie most of the time because they're deliberately ignoring the truths revealed to them, either from knowledge gained, evidence from events around them, or from their own intuition. You may participate in 1,000 workshops and classes and still have not engaged your inner wisdom to the extent that you are really benefiting from it. And that is why feedback from a trusted coaching partner is so vital, because your coach will not allow you to slip up. They will always hold that mirror to your face so you can see what you are overlooking or underestimating. The third thing that I would like to dash into the mix is realizing the power of intentions. Once you realize from smaller matters in your life that your intentions play a crucial role in your life, then you come to the understanding also that your intentions can be applied to much larger and much greater aspects of your life. If the intentions you hold are aligned with your inner wisdom, because you are deliberately paying attention, there is no room for confusion, no room for doubt or procrastination. Of course, sometimes we slip back. Sometimes we forget. But if we are carefully trying to build up the capacity of our inner wisdom, we'll always come back to where we know we should be. The fourth ingredient is understanding the open field of possibilities. Now you may be thinking, how far does this go? How can inner wisdom help me in my big problem? And of course, our problems are usually bigger than anyone else's. How can inner wisdom help me when I have tried everything possible and I'm still in this mess? I'm still getting more headaches than I can handle. What is not clear to you is how vast and open the field of possibilities is, and how that field covers any and all circumstances and is just waiting for you to connect with it. Now, that field of possibilities is actually equal to the power of God Himself. Yes, the power of God Himself. In other words, whatever you ask believing, you receive. In other words, more than you can ask or think. I'm sure you've heard those quotes before. What we do is, instead of focusing on the field of possibilities, we sink into self-pity and focus on the threatening circumstances or the threatening events, even if they are not directly impacting our lives, but we are just observing them around us. Inner wisdom will alert you that that is not the way to go and bring you back to the true reality, your greatness. Now, I've said quite a bit so far, so you might have to replay this and make notes. But if you are with a coach, or if you sign up for group coaching or private coaching, all of these things are ironed out bit by bit until you master them and make them a part of your regular daily living. The fifth ingredient is curiosity about your potential. This is essential if you're not to give up when challenged, or if you are to face life boldly in different respects. Test the waters and see where it will take you. You have not yet tapped into your full potential. I'm sure you're aware of that. And you still have years to go on top of that. So this is what our show and all my coaching activities are about, helping you to harness that potential, expand and stretch yourself so that you benefit fully from what is already within you. If you are in the chat room, I would like to check on you at this moment before I continue. You might be there, but not saying anything, but I want to encourage you to get into the chat room if you are not there. And I also will encourage you to call in. And if you don't call in and if you're not in the chat room, leave a comment on the show page or send me an email, heb@sapienscoaching.com. The sixth ingredient which I want to share with you is embracing higher energy. Now, this might be very tricky because there are several advancing schools of thought about how to get your energy in metaphysical terms to the level of what you are after. Findings in neuroscience today tell us that we change what we observe and that nothing remains the same once observed, and so on. Now, there are also facts regarding quantum physics, which relate to how we switch from one energy level to the next, and even as far as how we may jump from one energy dimension to another. We, however, just need to know that the energy we maintain and put out affects what is drawn into our experience, and therefore, our inner wisdom relies on us to shift our thinking and change our feelings to make what's best for us become part of our experience. That topic alone could take up a whole show, and that will do in the near future. The next ingredient of inner wisdom is paying attention to your feelings, which I referred to in the last one. Now, paying attention to your feelings is not a matter of bending to them, bending to how you feel at the moment, but a matter of shifting to a more positive resonance, to a more positive and a greater energy level. In other words, to shift from feeling down to a more powerful state of mind. This shifting of your feelings is the attracting element. It's like an on and off switch because it is fed by your habitual responses to things. You feel badly in certain situations. You feel fearful in others. And you feel empowered in still others. So when those natural reactions turn up, you need to do something, act some way, say something, think something that will move you away from the negative feelings that are arising. And next, to add to the display of ingredients related to inner wisdom is connecting with everyone and everything. How do we do that? How we do that relates to why we need to do that. Connecting with everyone and everything, psychologically, spiritually, eliminates the enemy dynamics. In other words, you stop creating false enemies and see yourself as here to serve and here to bless others. So it means taking a new perspective on what you consider as working against you and focus on how you may serve, how you may give, how you may embrace, how you may lift yourself and others forward. In fact, it is said that in the moment we change a habit pattern, we also raise our consciousness. I'll repeat that. The moment we change a habit pattern, we also raise our consciousness. And by so doing, you also raise the consciousness of everyone else, because your behavior, your words, your thoughts, your expression of goodness is an example for everyone else to follow or to learn from. Now, how do we blend these ingredients together? That's what your coach works on with you. So if you are at all baffled with what you have heard today, then you need to get in touch with me. Do you want to be a master chef in making your inner wisdom serve you? I'm going to give you a little exercise to do. Select something that is bothering you or something that has bothered you for the longest while. Now look at the nature of the problem and the difficulty. And look now at how you feel when you think about that problem. Describe for yourself what you feel. Frustrated? Mad? Fed up? Go on, describe it. Release those feelings. That's your second move. And change from that reality and replace it with thoughts about what you would like to be your new situation. And then make a note of how you feel then. You will find that your adjectives, your nouns, whatever you use to describe this, will be completely the opposite. You feel pleased, you feel satisfied, you feel blessed, you feel excited. I'm going to give you that as your assignment, to work on everything that is not up to scratch as far as what you expect your life to be like and how you want to live. And work through this exercise, moving from negative to positive. Now, once you have done that, I want you to hold these great thoughts in your mind for as long as possible. And every time the habitual thoughts and feelings come up, you do the same thing again. And I want to hear from you. Keep on doing that for this week. And by next weekend, I should hear from you what has happened. What will happen will be amazing. If you have never done it before, please try it with at least one situation in your life. And bearing in mind all the ingredients I mentioned before, beginning with the cues, paying attention to your feelings, and connecting, and so on. Now, what does operating from your inner wisdom do for you? I will just give you a rundown quickly. It enables you to serve up and receive unexpected solutions to challenges and concerns. It speeds up the time in which positive change can happen. You will walk around as a conscious and highly aware being. You will have increased creativity. You will overflow with ideas. They will come out of the blue. You will be transformed daily. Your power will be enhanced by love and healing energy. And you'll have a new level of purpose because you see what you are here to do and you do it. And your future self does not baffle you because you know that you know. And that's the important part about inner wisdom. You know that you know, even though you don't know how. That is the magic of it. Now, if you are not a newcomer to the show or a first-time listener, you've heard me talk about my inner wisdom circle. And you see it in the blog entry for the show. The inner wisdom circle is especially created and promoted to assist all my listeners and clients in keeping the momentum going, in finding clarity, in giving up fears, in releasing their personal power, in setting goals, and in achieving their dreams. Now, becoming a member of this inner wisdom circle gives you the right and the privilege to join in ongoing teleclasses, group coaching sessions, without paying anything out of pocket over a 3-month period. And also to get material in the form of audio, video, e-books, and articles to enhance your journey so that you come to know your true self and behave like someone who knows who they truly are. If I were you, I would not hesitate to send me an email to join the circle. Or go to my website to sign up right away, www.sapiencecoaching.com, S-A-P-I-E-N-C-E, coaching.com. If you join the free network, you will see all the details there as well regarding the inner wisdom circle. This is no time to dilly-dally. It's time to make a move and invest in changing the path that you're on and make a full transition to empowerment at a far lesser cost than if you wait or you hesitate. I trust that you won't continue to ignore the ideas which I have presented to you today and that you'll be in touch to really make all of this a part of your life for the rest of 2010 and beyond. I want you to check the blog on the show page so that you can know what's scheduled for upcoming weeks. We have a special guest lined up next show, which will be described for you fully on the show page when you come back to Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. We will be talking about some very important things so that you can get the answers and the solutions that you need to make your life more powerful in serving your purpose and in satisfying you the way you deserve to be satisfied. Now remember, whatever you are seeking to do or to have should also bear in mind not just yourself, but the good of everyone else. Not everything that we want is for the good of everyone. And so you might find something that you're focusing on will not happen because it's just out of line. It's misaligned with the common purpose for us all. So don't be eager to give up because things don't happen overnight. I trust you will do that little exercise. That's only a beginning, and see what happens when you deliberately shift your feelings and your thoughts and your intentions and move them away from what may be making you miserable, upset, unduly challenged, fearful, for example, losing your job, not finding a job in a timely manner, losing your home, not finding a proper accommodation in a timely manner. Losing a loved one, as I just recently did when my husband passed away. All of that is a major challenge for all of us. But we have to connect with God Himself on a daily basis and with the great inner wisdom which He has blessed us with. And so I leave you to enjoy the rest of the weekend and to live more wisely. This is Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond, and this is Hyacinth Gunn-Bailey signing off and hoping that you'll be with me again on the next show, and you will have a lot to report about how you have moved forward.